Solid-state light sources, bright and efficient illumination. A small glass bulb, two connecting wires, a thin spiral filament between them, and that's all. The design of an electric light bulb is as ingenious as it is simple. The price is correspondingly low, and that has been a major factor in its success. Whether a dim glow or shining bright, a good 125 years after they first came onto the market, there are billions of light bulbs in use around the globe today. And that makes them a problem in this age of global warming and rising energy costs. For when it comes to converting electrical energy into light, incandescent light bulbs are extremely wasteful.
With a bulb, 5% of the energy is light and 95% is heat.
Sums up Professor Karl Leo, director of the Fraunhofer Institute for Photonic Microsystems in Dresden. Along with researchers from other Fraunhofer institutes, he intends to make sure that electronic light bulbs are banished from our everyday life as soon as possible, and fluorescent tubes as well.
The incandescent light bulb because it's so disastrously inefficient, and the fluorescent lamp because it's poisonous and always has been. No doubt about it, the mercury content is a burden on the environment. If we succeed in creating light sources that can fully replace these two products in the future and can generate pleasant single-point or wide-area lighting for any application, homes, offices, whatever, then this initiative will have achieved what it set out to do.
The Fraunhofer scientists hope to solve the problem by using solid-state light sources, that is, light from light-emitting diodes. For several years now, inorganic light-emitting diodes, or LEDs, have been conquering more and more areas that used to be the exclusive province of light bulbs. They range from torches and bicycle lamps to car headlights and indoor lighting. At the heart of these light-emitting diodes is a tiny semiconductor crystal that emits light when a current flows through it, an energy-saving and extremely robust principle. LEDs have a disadvantage, however. In contrast to fluorescent tubes, for example, they are single-point light sources and therefore not suitable for all types of illumination. Karl Leo and his colleagues are therefore also working on diodes that emit light in a plane. These produce the light with the aid of organic substances and are therefore called organic LEDs or OLEDs. Their structure is very different from that of their inorganic counterparts.
I always like to say they consist of shining glass, as what we actually have, so far anyway, is usually a glass substrate to which only very thin layers, about 1,000 times thinner than a human hair, have been applied. At the bottom is a transparent, conductive layer. On top of that are extremely thin organic layers, about 100 nanometers thick, and over that is a thin layer of metal. The electric voltage is applied between the metal layer and the transparent layer, and then the component emits light.
But the glass substrate complicates the processes used to manufacture these devices. What's more, the finished OLEDs are quite easily damaged. The scientists, therefore, plan to replace the glass by a plastic or metal film. Organic, light-emitting diodes could then be produced cheaply and sold by the meter from a roll. They would also be extremely flexible and could easily be bent into any desired shape. Before that day arrives, however, a lot more research and development needs to be done. And the Fraunhofer specialists have another important task. To help OLEDs to achieve a breakthrough, they are trying to make them even more energy efficient.
We're trying to improve efficiency. This is absolutely crucial, especially in the case of lighting. Our main aim right now is to achieve at least the efficiency of a fluorescent tube. We're already way more efficient than a light bulb, but we haven't quite matched the fluorescent tube yet. And after that, we must lengthen the service life of both white and blue light-emitting diodes.
Other colors are easier to produce, but for internal lighting, white is the color that matters most. The Fraunhofer researchers addressing the frontline theme, solid-state light sources, are not merely aiming to transform light-emitting diodes into light sources of the highest possible technical perfection. They also intend to use LEDs and OLEDs in completely new lighting concepts, such as indoor lighting that can be adapted to suit your mood.
It only takes a little trick to switch not only the brightness of organic light-emitting diodes, but the color temperature as well. You can use a control unit to vary the white from a slightly bluer, colder white to a slightly reddish, warmer shade of white, without changing anything in the LED itself. And our vision for the future is that you'll have two control units in your living room, a dimmer to vary the brightness and another switch to control the color temperature. On Christmas Eve, you'd want to switch it right up to red, and in the mornings when you're leaving for work and might not have had quite enough sleep, you could turn it fully onto blue.
Who knows? By the year 2020, that might be what really happens in our homes. Carl Leo, at least, can imagine that. By then, we will have replaced the lights and table lamps and other single-point light sources by inorganic LEDs. And for sources that emit light in a plane, such as ceiling illumination, we will be using nothing but OLEDs.
But there are lots of other visions that take the idea even further. We're working on transparent OLEDs, for instance. And I wouldn't rule out the possibility that in 2020, as dusk falls in the early evening, we might simply switch on an array of OLEDs in the window that only shines in one direction, into the room. And people in the room will have the impression that it's still daylight, because the light from outside is coming in through the window.